Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Welcome to the holidays and welcome back to episode 48 of Real Talk with Dana. So this is an updated, brand shiny new version of the short episode that I released last year, which I think was actually my first real podcast episode. That was called How to Survive the Holidays Without Depriving Yourself, Being Totally Neurotic, or Gaining 20 Pounds. So we're really going to dig deep into this here. Last year was like, I think it was like a 10 or maybe 15 minute episode. We're going to go nice, deep and sweaty in here. So how do you survive the holidays? The answer is never more restriction or another diet. And what's really sick about the holidays is that we are almost encouraged to overeat during the holidays and then feel bad about ourselves, which drives the force behind the massive weight loss industry, which then profits from you feeling bad about yourself and all of those diet programs and gym memberships in January. Because hello, New Year's resolutions, we feel bad about ourselves from eating all of the treats during the holidays. So let's do a detox or a Whole 30 or whatever it is on January 1st, right? Well, what if we could get away from that? So in order to get away from that, what are the things that we should completely avoid doing if we truly want to heal our relationship with food, stop hating our bodies, and stop stressing so much about food and our bodies during the holidays? Spoiler alert, it's not another diet. It's not more restriction. It's not over-exercising before and after a holiday meal so you can earn or burn off the meal you just ate. It's not putting limits on exactly how many Christmas cookies you can eat or if you can even eat one slice of pumpkin pie. So what's ironic about all of the fitness and diet advice out there about how to quote-unquote survive the holidays is that most of it involves restriction and over-exercising and shame and making you feel bad about yourself for eating even one damn slice of your grandmother's apple pie at Thanksgiving that you only get to eat once a year. Like, how messed up is that? And then further, we know that the more restrictions we put on ourselves, the more our brains want to eat exactly what we're telling them that we can't have. So while you might be trying to avoid eating one too many cookies or holiday desserts by putting these restrictions on yourself, you actually end up eating the whole tray instead of just eating one or two in one night. And then the guilt and shame and restriction cycle starts again, and you feel like a failure who didn't have enough willpower to listen to that diet and fitness advice you saw on that Instagram influencer's page who has 200,000 followers and 20 abs, so they must know what they're talking about, right? Well, probably not. And so what can we do to truly enjoy the holidays instead of trying to just survive and white-knuckle our way through them with restrictive eating and intense exercise to try and burn off every single holiday calorie that we eat? And what can we do to ignore all of the bullshit advice out there that's just fueling more patterns of disordered eating and our insecurities because we know that extreme restriction leads to overeating and binging? A couple of things that we're going to be talking about during this episode: action steps and tips that you guys can start to put into place during the holidays this year. So the first one is a huge mindset shift, and we're going to dig deep into this one. But it's also mindful eating, slowing down and chewing your food, enjoying every single bite of no matter what you're eating, stopping the yes-no foods list, and stop telling yourself that you can't have your favorite holiday dessert or a cocktail or a cookie or whatever it is. And instead, telling yourself that you really can have that cookie tomorrow if you want it, which then prevents you from eating the whole tray today. It's also listening to what your body truly wants during the holidays, and also sticking up for yourself, because there are going to be a lot of people that are still stuck in the old advice or try and guilt and shame you into eating things that you don't want to eat. And I'm going to give you tips for that too. So let's start at the top with mindset and the restriction and the binging mindset and all of those things. So we need to stop with the yes-no foods lists and the restriction during the holidays. Or even first, let's back it up from there and let's talk about how there are no good and bad foods. food at its core has no freaking morality, even though we've given it so much power and sway over whether we feel like a good person or a bad person, determined by what we ate that day or yesterday, or if we're a person with willpower, a person who has given their power away and given it to food. This is why people freak out during the holidays. Well, one of the many reasons, right? They're eating more of their no or bad foods, so they must be a bad person and have no willpower because they couldn't keep up with their macros or calorie counting or sticking to their yes-no foods lists, so they tell themselves that they'll just start again tomorrow and get an extra hard workout in too, and probably a much more intense workout than they're used to doing because they're trying to burn off all of the calories that they ate. Do you know what happens then? You probably know because you've probably been in this cycle. When you tell your brain that more restriction is coming, it rebels. This is why binging happens, because if you eat one cookie, you slow down and you enjoyed every single bite of that cookie, and you know that tomorrow you could actually have another one if you wanted to. You might eat another cookie tonight, or even two cookies, but you might actually stop there because you know you can have it again tomorrow if you want to. Like having cookies one day or having cookies 2 days in a row, I know which one I'm choosing. But on the flip side, if you're used to restriction and that cookie or whatever that holiday dessert is that you've chosen to eat, or maybe you feel like you lost your willpower so now you have to eat it and now you're balls deep in a chocolate cake, if that cookie or that cake or whatever it is on your no or restrict list, first off, you blow through that cookie and you barely even notice that you ate it. You reach for another and another because in the back of your head, you're saying, I shouldn't be doing this and I'll just start again on Monday. But by telling your brain that more restriction is coming, whenever it is, that you, there's going to be a period coming soon when you're not able to eat those cookies, your brain wants to get in every single cookie possible because it knows that tomorrow you won't let yourself have any more. And if you're thinking, no, this doesn't happen, tell me the last time that you started a Whole30 and you were planning to start it on Monday and the weekend before you went on a total binge fest because you were like, oh my God, for 30 days, I'm not going to be able to eat any of these things. And so I might as well eat as much as I can. It happens. It's a normal thing. You shouldn't feel bad about yourself for doing it, even though you probably do. So here is how we get out of that. Because back to the cookie, that cookie turns into, well, I might as well also have fill in the blank, whatever I've been restricting, because I don't normally let myself have those. And if I've already broken my diet and eaten the cookies, I might as well because I'm just gonna start again on Monday. And then once you've finished eating, which usually happens in a blur and you barely remember it, you're like, oh shit, what have I done? And then cue the monsoon of shame and guilt. Like, how could I have done this? I was doing so good this week. What is wrong with me? I have no willpower. This is why I always fail on diets. This is why I gained weight this year. This is why I'm still single. Or fill in the blank with whatever insecurities you have about yourself, and you're gonna start to think about it. Because what happens here is sick, and it's the same thing that happens when you're crying and then you keep thinking about things that are sad to make you cry more. And this, like I said, is a totally sick phenomenon, but we've all experienced it and you know exactly what that feels like. Now we see how the restriction that we put on ourselves during the holidays or really any time during the year can actually lead to more binging and feeling like absolute shit. So what if I told you that we could actually work towards avoiding that this holiday season and every holiday season after that? So let's say that one day during this holiday season, you do overindulge and you don't feel great about it. How about instead of saying you fell off the wagon during Thanksgiving or that holiday party or whatever it is by eating a slice of pie or two or three or whatever it is, and then totally overdoing it and falling into the shame cycle and falling back into old patterns of Whole30 reset starts on Monday or restricting your food or over-exercising to quote unquote exercise off your favorite holiday dessert, which spoiler alert doesn't actually happen. What if instead of doing all of that, you just started by eating the foods that then make you feel your best and getting back to your normal routine? And not a normal routine that involves excessive restriction or overcompensating for what you did this weekend, a Whole30 reset, a sugar detox, calorie counting, and saying you can't ever eat the holiday things and perpetuating the whole yes-no foods and good and bad foods and food has morality and the whole shame cycle that we've been talking about. Because that mentality is going to put you right back into that cycle and then promote more binging when you finally can't do the restriction anymore. Instead of all of that, let's come at it with a perspective of abundance rather than restriction. So the next day after something like this happens, because it's worth planning this in, because if you're going from any kind of history of disordered eating or overindulging or binge eating or any of this stuff, or even just being really doing really well with yes, no foods list, this is probably going to happen and it's okay. And I'm going to give you a plan for what to do with it. So instead of going back to your restrictions and back to these control mechanisms that we have around food, the next day or the next meal or whenever it is, choose something that is truly nourishing to you and makes you feel really good from the inside out. Let's focus on adding more of these things into our food plan rather than focusing on all of the things that you're trying to avoid, otherwise known as our perspective of restriction. And avoid, like the plague, the diet starts Monday mentality or starting your restrictive tendencies again. There is a middle ground between restriction and binging, between overindulging so much during the holidays that you feel sick, which happens because you've been restricting yourself from these foods all year, and in the back of your head, you know that the restriction will start again on Monday, or between doing a Whole 30 through the holidays so that you don't even allow yourself the choice or the temptation because you say you do better with the black and white rules, you're an abstainer, and you do better with the yes and no foods lists. That is not the middle ground. That is the one extreme. The middle ground is also not following some arbitrary rules or a diet or macro or calorie counting or doing a Whole 30 reset or detox, following every time you eat something that wasn't on plan or every vacation or Saturday out with your girlfriends. But it also isn't eating cupcakes all day every day, because let's be real, you would not be feeling great with that either. And let's talk about this for a second, because I've heard this countless times that I'll never get to intuitive eating, I would just eat everything. I hear you there, and I want you to know that, because depending where you are on your journey, it may totally feel like that, and I was also there at one point. But this thought is coming from a mindset of restriction where you can't imagine a world where you would let yourself eat those things when you wanted to. This is mostly stemming from a fear of weight gain or losing control, especially when you've been on a weight loss journey and calories or macros is the thing that made you lose weight. You're afraid of losing control that you've been using with those calorie counting or macro counting or whatever it is to get to your goal weight or to work towards your goal weight. You're afraid of giving the control and power back to the food because you've been using that calorie or macro counter to try and take the control back. But when your control mechanism is gone, which is what happens when we try to start eating more intuitively, and you try to start intuitive eating without counting everything that goes into your mouth, your brain naturally rebels completely the other way because it wants to let loose and lose control every once in a while. And in the back of your brain, it also thinks that you're going to start the restriction again on Monday or tomorrow or whatever it is. I feel like I probably need to do an entire episode on this, so stay tuned. But just know this, that I hear you. This battle is hard mental and physical work, but it is totally possible to move towards intuitive eating without eating all the things all the time and feeling like crap. And hopefully this episode is going to give you some tools for that too. So let's get back to the middle ground between restriction and binging, which partly is that being more intuitive with your food, like we were just talking about. First off, you have to tell yourself that you can get there and truly believe it. You have to start trusting yourself around food and stop trying to control every bite of food that you put in your mouth because you keep telling yourself that you can't be trusted around food. And spoiler alert, this is exactly what the diet industry tells you in their marketing, because they're telling you that you're not worthy enough exactly how you are, because this is the only way for them to sell you something that you don't have. So they tell you that you don't have willpower, you can't be trusted around food. This is the reason you've been gaining weight over the past couple of years. So the solution is to buy this shiny new diet and these diet pills and follow all these rules, and then you're going to be happy again. But you're probably not. You can get to the place where you can enjoy food without guilt, to make a cupcake or a cookie just a cupcake or just a cookie and not something to feel bad about after eating it, or feeling like you need to eat all of them just because they're there, which is exactly when we get trapped back in this restrict binge cycle. A cupcake can just be a cupcake, or a slice of pie can just be a slice of pie, not some forbidden fruit or something that'll make you go completely over the edge. You know how you don't get to that middle ground? Restriction. Because restriction and more restriction is never the answer to get out of this cycle. Restriction only leads to more patterns of yes and no foods, and when we finally allow ourselves to have some of these foods, like during the holidays when they're more readily available, the restriction that you're so used to the rest of the year turns into binging. More restriction leads to more binging. Remember that. The holidays are a perfect time to indulge in things that you don't normally eat throughout the rest of the year because they're not available. And they're also a perfect time to enjoy every last bit of whatever you choose. But here's the thing also, just because these things are available, you also don't need to overindulge just because it's a holiday, then feel like crap the next day, and then do a Whole30 reset, aka alternating between the Whole30 season and margarita season, as I've said multiple times on this podcast. What you should do is enjoy your indulgences and your time with your friends and family, get in some veggies if you can, and then go back to your normal way of eating. No super restriction, over-exercising, or detox or reset required. When we're on this journey to improving our relationship with food and our bodies, there are going to be setbacks, like I said before. There are going to be times when you overeat and feel bad about it. There are going to be times when you undereat and you start to fall into old disordered eating thought patterns or restrictive thought patterns. The baby step here is to accept those things as a learning lesson and part of your journey and not fall back into old patterns. Know that this might happen once or a couple of times, and it's really going to test those control muscles. What you want to do is avoid the temptation and go back to that restriction on Monday, because it will put you right back in the cycle. It is not going to be easy, but it is worth it when you're working towards a place where you don't fear the holidays, you're not trying to survive them, you're not stressing about all of the desserts that are going to be at the next holiday party and if you'll be able to resist one or all of them. Instead, you can truly enjoy the holidays without having every thought and movement controlled by food. Like, that sounds pretty good, right? One thing to remember here is that living a healthy lifestyle and feeling amazing is not binary. Your relationship with food and your body is not binary. This is why I want people to stop saying you fell off the wagon or even that there is a wagon. When you're on the wagon, you feel so good because you're depriving yourself and making all the quote unquote right choices by doing all of the things a healthy person should do. So who decided what those are, and who is deciding that you should place more value on your self-worth if you're being a quote-unquote good person, if you're eating good foods or you're only eating your yes foods, when really you feel restricted from the inside out? This is also an impossible standard that we almost never achieve, and then we feel bad about ourselves if we even fall one baby step out of it. It just makes me so angry and grossed out. So last year, I posted something on Instagram that I will probably post again soon, and it was a quote that resonated with a lot of people. It actually got the most engagement of any post I put up for the entire year, and it said this: actually, no, you don't need to do 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 burpees to earn your favorite holiday dessert. You don't need to punish yourself for eating or enjoying food ever. If you resonate with that quote, if that's been you, don't beat yourself up for it. Don't beat yourself up for decisions you made in the past or things that you're trying to deal with right now, because all of this is messy. We've all been there. For the most part, these are the people, including me, like I was definitely there for years before I finally got fed up with my own bullshit. These are the people that end up going on a total binge when they let themselves even have just one or two of the things that they've been restricting. They have just one holiday cookie and then bam, 20 minutes later, they've eaten the whole batch. And maybe have gone around to dip into other snacks and forbidden foods that they don't usually allow themselves as well. Because hell, I've already eaten one batch of cookies, I might as well keep going. Because tomorrow, oh tomorrow, beautiful tomorrow, I'll start again and I won't allow myself any of these foods, so I might as well eat them tonight while I can. Tomorrow, I'll drink tons of water and green juice and restrict my calories and work out super hard so I can work off all these foods that I don't normally eat, and then I'll be fine. Great. This is the cycle we're trying to avoid, and we've all been there. So it's also important to not judge ourselves for decisions that we've made in our past, or, you know, decisions that may happen again, or even mindset or thoughts that we've had around these foods that if you've been in this cycle for years, it's really hard to break out of. So give yourself some compassion and don't beat yourself up for having these thoughts if you're trying to move forward. It's also a part of the journey. If this is you, if this pattern that I've been talking about is you, if you're trying to get out of it, which I hope you all are, I find the thing that helps the most as a middle ground step, instead of going from restricting and binging and the shame cycle all the way over to intuitive eating, because spoiler alert, it's not really possible to just wake up one day and be like, hey, I'm gonna intuitive eat and everything's gonna be fine and I'm gonna love my body. Like, that doesn't really happen. The thing that helps the most when you're starting to work towards more intuitive eating and less controlling your food is to actually plan small indulgences into your day, into your week, into your meals. If you know that you're allowing yourself to have some treats here and there, and that this is totally okay, it's not gonna mess you up and make you gain 10 pounds overnight, because really, when was the last time someone gained 5 pounds from eating one cookie? You're much less likely to go on a total binge. And most importantly, savor and enjoy your food slowly. Like I said, this is a great middle step to move towards getting rid of these restrictions for good. It's worth saying that if you have any kind of a history of disordered eating, an actual eating disorder, tendencies towards binging or overeating around the holidays and then feeling bad about yourself, any kind of restrictive eating, maybe you're an abstainer who does really well with the rules and yes, no foods list. Let's see, have I covered anyone and everyone who's listening to this podcast yet? This is hard. It's hard to move away from our comfort zone of restriction. And that's important to repeat too. Our comfort zone around this time is restriction, where we can control our food and hopefully control our bodies. And by that route, control what other people think about us. But spoiler alert, this isn't controlling our insecurities about ourselves. If anything, it's making it worse. But here is the dilemma that we run into when we're starting to go on this journey. You don't want to totally restrict everything around the holidays, even if you know certain foods might be triggering for you, because that restriction puts you right back into a disordered eating mindset, which might be extremely hard to come back out of, depending on how long you've been trying to recover and get out of this cycle. And as you know, as I've said multiple times on this podcast, this restriction will most likely lead to binging and you feeling like crap and getting stuck in the shame cycle again. But at the same time, you know, if you take away all of the restrictions, depending on where you are in your journey, and you allow yourself to have all of the treats whenever you want, it also might just turn into a total binge, and then you'll also feel like crap and probably get stuck back in the shame cycle again. It's also totally not fair that it's socially acceptable and even encouraged and perpetuated by the media that the holidays are a time when we overindulge in food and drink, which is expected. We inevitably gain weight, which is expected, and then neglect all of the habits that kept feeling us good year round. Even on ABC Family last year, during their 25 Days of Christmas movie specials, they had a commercial that said something like, grab your fat pants, eat, drink, and be merry. Like, what? Why? Oh my gosh, I cannot. Here is the thing. Everyone is different, and no one thing I could say is going to work for everyone. But you need to figure out which of these things is going to work best for you. And also, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good here. There's no perfect during the holidays. There's no perfect ever. Even if you come up with a game plan that you think is going to work best for you, sometimes things don't always go according to plan. Like, that's life. You'll try to be moderate with your treats, but you end up eating more than you wanted one day. It is okay. You're going to be fine, and you don't need to beat yourself up about it. In fact, if you do beat yourself up about it, you're probably going to get stuck back in that cycle. And then each time this happens, I want you to be able to move on and take it as a learning experience for the next time, because this is the only way you're going to continue to grow and learn about what works best for you to feel your best and actually enjoy the holidays rather than trying to survive them and then start your next detox on January 1st because you feel horrible about yourself. Especially around this time of year, food and exercise should not be looked at as a reward or a punishment. I mean, this goes for all times of the year, but especially during the holidays. Food is just food. It does not have morality. Food does not make you a good or a bad person. You should exercise because it makes you feel good about yourself, not because you hate your body and you're trying to punish it into being a certain size or look a certain way, or punish yourself with restrictive eating because you ate a slice of grandma's famous apple pie. So here's what we mentioned at the beginning of the episode as your tools to start enjoying the holidays instead of trying to white-knuckle your way through them and just survive to January 1st and then start your next Whole30 or detox diet or sugar detox or whatever the hell it is. Did I mention that if you follow the things that we've been talking about during this episode, you're not going to feel the need to do a bullshit detox diet on January 1st too? So we've talked about the mindset shift. We've talked about mindful eating, about chewing your food, about enjoying every single bit of your indulgences instead of letting them go by in a blur. Stopping the yes-no foods list. Stop telling yourself you can't have your favorite holiday dessert. Tell yourself you can have that cookie tomorrow if you want it. And listen to what your body truly wants. Now we're going to talk about sticking up for yourself. So here we go. The Thanksgiving, Christmas, or holiday meal survival tips. How about eating what you want, but actually enjoying the food and the company? This probably means eating mindfully and slowly, because what is the goddamn point of eating a delicious dessert or your favorite holiday dish that you don't normally get to eat all year if you're just going to shove it down or even binge on it and not even taste it or enjoy it? And then you feel guilty and feel the need to punish yourself afterwards with a super hard and sweaty workout and restrictive eating for days or weeks afterwards? How about no? How about do not restrict yourself from all the things? The holidays are not a time to try a new diet like the whole 30 to 21 day sugar detox, whatever. We know that extreme restriction leads to binging, and I'm probably going to say this 5 more times during this episode so it really resonates with you guys. And if you do the restriction, which then leads to binging, you're going to be caught in that vicious cycle until the cows come home. On the other hand, don't, as one of my CrossFit coaches would say, eat like an asshole and totally neglect your normal way of healthy eating from Halloween to New Year's, scarfing down every single holiday treat and cocktail because this is 100% a recipe to feel like shit, and that is also 100% a recipe to wanting to do a detox diet on January 1st. But how about we get out of this cycle? So here's a game plan for the big meals, the big holiday meals and stuff. Slow down. Practice mindful eating. Stop shoving food into your mouth like a starving child, like most of us do when we eat, and then your plate is gone in 5 minutes. How about putting your fork down and chewing your food, tasting your food, actually enjoying your food more than you normally would? How about actually tasting the food that you're eating or chewing it so you're not swallowing the turkey whole? I mean, obviously you couldn't swallow the whole turkey because that thing's freaking huge, but like, how about not swallowing a whole forkful of whatever Thanksgiving deliciousness without needing to wash everything down with water? Like, how about you actually chew your food so you don't need to gulp down water with every bite? That would be great. It will also be easier on your digestion. Let's also make sure that you get some veggies and protein on your plate for some nutrient density, not because you're trying to restrict your food. And then after you eat those things or you put those on your plate, you eat whatever you goddamn want. Like, maybe we be mindful of portions, but not in the way those fitness Instagrammers will tell you during the holidays. Think of mindful portions like only choosing to eat what and how much you actually want, not what the disordered eating or binging voice is telling you in the back of your head, because we're getting away from saying that you're not going to be able to eat these foods tomorrow, so you might as well eat all of them now. It's also worth saying that no one can force you into eating something if you tell them it's going to make you feel like shit afterwards. P.S. If you're speaking to your grandmother, probably say that in a more delicate way. Let's say you're choosing not to eat a certain dish for whatever reason. If you say that you don't want to eat a certain dish because it's not healthy or it's gonna make you gain weight, first of all, I'm gonna come over to your house personally with the Game of Thrones shame bell and shake it in your face. And second, you're gonna make everyone else feel bad and self-conscious because they are enjoying that food. So don't be that asshole. Here's the thing that happens during holiday meals or holiday parties with friends and family around that you don't really get to see them that often. If they see that you're making a choice to abstain from something for whatever reason it is, they start wondering if they should also be abstaining from that food. They might think that you're judging them for eating that food because it's quote unquote unhealthy, even if it's not. And then the whole, you should eat it, it's so good, or one bite won't kill you, or trying to guilt trip you, like your aunt works so hard over making that pie and you're going to upset her if you don't eat it. Are all of these things are a projection of that person's insecurities, of them thinking that you are judging them as being unhealthy for eating that food? The best way you can navigate this is to just say no thank you, or that you'll full and maybe you'll have some leftovers tomorrow. Or if you really want to go that far, and depending on the company you're with, if your cousin or whoever really won't let up, just tell them that if you eat that food, you're going to shit your pants. Or disaster pants is a little bit of a nicer way to say it, as I like to call with my clients. They'll have a pretty hard time arguing with that. And as far as workouts or exercise go, like, getting in a good workout or moving your body in some way the day of or after a big holiday meal is a great idea to help you feel good about yourself, not to punish yourself for something bad like enjoying a meal with friends and family, because these are not bad things. So at the end of all of this, here's how we enjoy the holidays. Stop the restrictions and telling yourself that you can't have the holiday treats, because when you finally have one, you'll have them all. Cue the guilt and the shame cycle, and then even more restrictions tomorrow when you start again. Instead, savor your food, chill the heck out, move your body sometimes, be mindful and present, and have a great time with your family and friends. Don't stress, and spoiler alert, you will be fine. And that's it. Drop the mic and leave. That is my holiday advice for you guys for this year. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you want me to do more episodes like this around the holidays or intuitive eating or mindful eating, I'm gonna be doing a lot more of this. But if you enjoyed this episode, I would super, super appreciate it if you would share it with your family and friends, or if you would go leave a 5-star rating and review on holidays so we can start squashing the bullshit that all these other people are putting out there about how to survive the holidays, aka how to perpetuate disordered eating during the holidays. So really appreciate you guys sticking around for, it's been almost a year doing the podcast, which is pretty freaking cool. And I'm going to keep the episodes coming, maybe even more bonus episodes coming soon. So stay tuned for those. Enjoy the holidays, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes. And come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.